Yeah, no, listen, I suppose ultimately it's, you know, when you make that long journey down, and as Jim pointed out, you know, a huge Donegal following went down with them, and you don't get a result, it's a disappointing day. I suppose in lots of ways, it was set up, it was a perfect storm. There was a huge amount of hype around the team, obviously, we hadn't been beaten all year in real competition. You know, Cork, on their home ground in Parky Ring, had a lot to prove. And maybe people underestimated Cork because, you know, when I started looking at the statistics, Cork have only been beaten once in the last 8 games, and that was by Kerry. So they were on a fine vein of form as well, and their tails were up. And, you know, we had gone through an Ulster Championship and then played Tyrone, and a lot of high points, but also physically and mentally draining over the last 6 or 7 weeks. And we came out of the right side of a number of very, very close games. And ultimately, the energy levels weren't there. We were a little bit off the pace all over. I spoke to some people that were down from a Donegal perspective and also some Cork people. And we just didn't get to the pitch of the game. We made uncharacteristic mistakes, and Cork punished it time and time and time again. And, you know, maybe long term, it's better learning things now. Sometimes you learn more in defeat than you do in victory. And it'll, you know, training on Tuesday night, while guys will be disappointed, they'll be able to focus on looking at the things that they got wrong and, you know, rectify it, because, as I said, it's better learning that now than hopefully maybe in the quarterfinal in a couple of weeks' time where there's no second chance.
Were you surprised with the goals, John? Suppose from Donegal's point of view, they have a really good record of not conceding goals in Championship football. And, you know, suppose from yesterday, possibly... Do you feel that Jim might have changed things up a wee bit on the setup? Because against Tyrone, for example, there was very, very limited goal opportunities copped up.
Yeah, no. Especially the first goal, like the guy ran, you know, 60, 70 yards and nobody laid a glove on him. I listened to Jim after the game. Cork played a very unusual type of play. Like, we're very used to playing Ulster teams where, you know, it's very structured, very organised. Cork played in a very kamikaze type style. They made everything a competition. They put almost all their kickouts long. They overloaded, you know, that left hand side of the field. And if you lose that, then, like as Jim pointed out, if they're putting 7-8 players into that area, you have to put 7-8 players into. Sorry, pardon. If you just kids, but if Cork put 7-8 players into that area, then Donegal have to match it with the same amount of players. And then if you lose the break, and ultimately what happened yesterday is, I would say if you looked at the statistics, we lost 90% of the breaks, then that leaves space in behind, and then you're caught. And Cork have always been a big, physical, athletic team down through the years. That hasn't changed, and that's ultimately we were exposed, and we haven't been exposed in that way, because ultimately Kings and Ulster don't play that kind of way because they're afraid of getting caught out, whereas Cork were much more expressive. They had nothing to lose. They were in their home ground. The expectation levels were zero. So you can go out and give it a real tilt. And then the game ran for them. They got scores at the right time. And they got a deserved victory. The thing that I liked about it from a Donegal perspective is the game was gone from them twice. They were 5 points down on two different occasions. And they came back into it. They dug in. They showed the same characteristics that they've shown all year. That never say die attitude. And with, you know, a minute or two to go, you would have put your money in your house that Donegal would have squeezed out a result because they were the coming team. And then referee gave a decision which, you know, the only overcarry of the day against big Keelan McGonagall, Cork on a point, Donegal go in search of the equaliser and leave themselves exposed at the back and they get caught. So, you know, on the day, Cork thoroughly deserved it, but I think Donegal will take a lot of learning out of it.
I suppose when Jim sits down and looks at it as well, 2-1 came from four turnovers, you know, so that's one aspect. Just that straight away Donegal, there's a lot to take in there, and some uncharacteristic errors, you could say. I know you mentioned that Keelan McGonagall incident where he overcarried the ball, the referee indicated, but look, as I say, those aspects are things you can work on.
Yeah, absolutely, but you know, if you remember back to the Ulster final, for a 15-minute period in the second half as well, Armagh turned the ball over on Donegal time and time again. And a lot of our really quality ball carriers are not huge men. They're the, you know, Ryan McHugh, fantastic, skillful, Pather Morgan, etc. But when you hit big bodies, And you don't get away first time round, you can get turned over. So it's not the first time this year that we've been turned over. We've got away with it up to now. And as I said yesterday, it was one of those things. Cork went for the jugular, they went for goals. And the other side of the equation, and maybe something even Jim needs to look at even more, in that first 10 minutes, Donegal had at least two goal chances that they didn't take. And if we had taken those goal chances, the whole game's completely different. Cork heads go down, and Donegal have the comfortable one, and we're talking about it, you know. So it's not the end of the world. It would have been good to come out with a point one, having learned your lessons, and it just makes the last game against Clare, and it makes the whole section, you know, Cork, Tyrone, Donegal, and Clare, makes that whole side of the draw very interesting right now, because it'd love to be come down to the last game and score difference, and you'd expect, you know, a big bounce from the Donegal point of view. So I'm not despondent by it. A little bit disappointed, I suppose, for the people that took the long journey down, but sometimes you learn more in defeat than you do in victory, and this might be one of those occasions.
And suppose looking at the game last weekend against Tyrone, Donegal put a huge shift in there, John. Not looking for excuses or anything, but to play in, you kind of referenced it when we first came on air about, you know, the week in, week out. That's bound to have a toll on a body, as in Cork, you know, sitting there, having had a game for a couple of weeks, you know, that's a big advantage, and at home as well.
Yeah, home advantage can't be overstated. I'm just looking at the Meath-Kerry game right now, and nobody in the right mind would think that Meath are in the same league as Kerry at this point in time, yet there's only 2 points in it at half time, so it's very close. Home advantage is a huge, huge thing. Like Tyrone coming into Babafay last night, we walloped them out the gate, and it means a lot. The other thing that we take it for granted, in the sense that, you know, we've had big games now. You had Derry, big game. You had Tyrone the first day, big game. Armagh, big game. Two of those games went to extra time. Then we had a big result. So keeping the level of intensity high, high, week in, week out is an incredibly difficult thing to do physically, but also mentally. And the other thing I think is that has happened in Donegal is there's this kind of a mass hysteria, in the sense that we're all caught up on it, which is great. And I remember on the DL debate a couple of weeks ago, I said, listen, we just have to enjoy the journey, because you don't know what the journey is going to throw up. And, you know, while Jim wants to isolate the players and not let that positivity creep in too much, it's great for the county to be, you know, hugely excited about things. I suppose there was an expectation within Donegal circles, maybe not within the team, but within the county itself, that we would go to Cork and we'd beat Cork and we'd beat Clare. The Tyrone was the hard game. Sure. And while it's, you know, it's difficult to keep that away from the players as well, because they're on a day-to-day, they're out working and they're doing the jobs and people are talking to them. And with the way Jim plays, if you lose your intensity by a couple of percent, then you have holes, then you get caught, and then you get days like yesterday. So I think It'll be interesting to see how They rebound.